Instead of raising his hand to strike, though, Talon shook his head.
Skywalker is clever. A serious injury he would view as an effort to win sympathy and reinforce Vistara's story.
Kai nodded. Yet this will be enough to play the boy's sympathy, he observed. He's still very naive.
Indeed. We also avoid the question of how a mere apprentice managed to escape from us without injury.
Talon grabbed Vistara beneath the jaw and turned her head to inspect his handiwork more closely.
Has the Skywalker boy fallen in love with you?
Vistara felt the heat rising to her cheeks, but she answered honestly.
I'm not sure it's love yet, she replied. But I do know he entertains fantasies of turning me to the light side.
Talon's brow cocked.
Does he?
He glanced over at Kai.
How would you feel about a Jedi daughter, Saber Kai?
Kai's smile was quick and cynical.
Nothing would make me prouder, High Lord, as long as she remains Sith on the inside.
Yes, that would be necessary,
Talon confirmed. He continued to hold Vistara by the jaw.
And you, child, what are your feelings about the Skywalker boy?
Vistara let her eyes drop, then admitted,
I'm not sure, my lord.
She did not even consider trying to lie. Any attempt was doomed to fail, and it would only make Talon suspicious of her motives.
I think I may be falling in love with him, but...
She let the sentence trail off, not sure what else she had intended to add.
But... Her father's voice was stern. You're not sure.
Knowing better than to take the opening her father was trying to make for her, Vistara glanced up and shook her head.
No, I just don't want to.
To her surprise, this drew a sympathetic smile from Talon.
But you must, my dear, he said. If young Skywalker senses that you are falling in love with him, then he will fall in love with you.
Vistara's eyes grew wide.
You wouldn't forbid it?
Forbid, young love?
A snort of amusement escaped Talon's broken nose, sending a spray of blood down Vistara's ripped tunic.
My dear, there are some things even a High Lord cannot forbid. All I demand is that you use what you feel, just as you would use your anger or your pain. Can you do that?
Vistara nodded, eager and relieved.
Of course.
Good.
Talon continued to hold her by the jaw, bending down and moving in close.
You understand what we require?
Vistara nodded.
I'm to learn the identity of the Jedi Queen, she said. The one you saw in the Pool of Knowledge.
No.
Talon squeezed her chin so hard that Vistara feared he intended to break her jaw after all.
You are to learn everything about her, not just her identity.
Yes.
Vistara could barely squeeze out her reply.
I understand.
I doubt that.
Talon continued to squeeze, the black emptiness of his gaze drawing Vistara in, making her feel dizzy and hollow inside, as though she were falling, tumbling down into the dark wells of his eyes.
This is an important assignment, Vistara. More important than slaying the Skywalkers or discovering the truth of what became of Abeloth. It may be the most important assignment I have ever given any Sith.
My lord, I'm honored,
Vistara said, feeling truly flattered.
May I know why?
Talon glanced back toward the grotto.
Because I have seen it, my child.
He finally released Vistara's chin, but she continued to feel trapped, lost in the abyssal darkness of his gaze.
Destiny has but one throne, and if a Jedi Queen claims it, the Sith cannot.
A heaviness came to the jungle air, and the flattery of a moment earlier became a burden Vistara felt ill-prepared to carry. She knew she was strong in the Force, but the Skywalkers were mighty, and even Ben was a battle-tempered warrior whose experience went far beyond hers. The only advantages she could claim were her charm and her treachery, and she was not fool enough to believe they would make her the equal of Luke Skywalker or his son. When Vistara's astonishment kept her silent longer than was proper, her father stepped in to cover.
"So our goal must be to discover this queen's identity?" he asked. "And kill her before she can assume the throne."
"Let us not limit ourselves, Saber Kai,"
Talon said.
"It may be that even the Jedi do not know their queen's identity yet. Perhaps she has not even been born."
"My Lord Talon," said Kai, "if the queen has not yet been born, how do we know there is anything for Vistara to learn? Or that the Jedi know any more than we do?"
"Because of when they attacked,"
Vistara said, recalling how quickly the fight had erupted after High Lord Talon saw the image of the Jedi on the throne.
"Ben tried to get me to pretend we hadn't found the grotto. Then once we were inside, his father attacked the instant High Lord Talon saw their queen."
"Precisely."
Talon stepped away and turned to peer into the fungus jungle.
"The Jedi know something about this queen. And I know Vistara. She will discover what it is."